Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll meet with fellow Democrats tomorrow to decide when to transmit the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Even though the impeachment trial date has not been set, it looks like it'll become a big presidential campaign obstacle for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and the other senators running for the White House. It's because in the crucial days leading up to the first caucus in Iowa and the first primary in New Hampshire, Warren and her colleagues will likely be sitting as jurors on Capitol Hill instead of shaking hands, taking selfies, and making their cases to voters. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reports.
For Warren, the timing couldn't be worse. After rising to frontrunner status early in the campaign, in recent weeks she's seen her polling and fundraising numbers sink as her opponents have gained momentum.
She needs things to go smoothly and right and well for her right now.
That's Democratic strategist Steve McMahon, who has worked on a number of presidential campaigns.
And an impeachment trial with many uncontrollable variables, including time away on the campaign trail and how much that will take, comes at an important time where she doesn't really have as much margin of error as she had, say, 4 to 6 months ago.
At a campaign stop in New Hampshire last month, Warren told reporters, "There are some things that are more important than politics, and if we have impeachment proceedings going on, I will be there." But being there for Warren, as well as her Senate colleagues, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, will mean being there a lot. Members of the Senate are expected to be called 6 days a week for the duration of the trial. Unlike impeachment proceedings in the House, in which lawmakers question witnesses in sometimes fiery exchanges, the senators at the impeachment trial will sit silently during the proceedings. And just how long it will last remains uncertain. What is clear, says McMahon, is that it will give an advantage to candidates who are not senators, including frontrunners Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg.
And I'm sure they're going to take full advantage of it. They'll be in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, perhaps for days and weeks, that their Senate colleagues can't match.
The timing is critical, says Adrian Elrod, a Democratic strategist who worked on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, particularly if the trial carries into February.
You know, it's one thing to take yourself off the campaign trail for a couple weeks before the first caucus date. It's a totally different ballgame to have to be off the campaign trail during the most crucial month of the Democratic primaries.
That's because the early primaries are about more than winning. They are about momentum. Matt Bennett, veteran Democratic strategist who worked on the campaigns of Michael Dukakis and Bill Clinton, says the early primary states of Iowa and New Hampshire are unique. There's a big expectation on the part of voters that they will speak to candidates personally.
You hear people say, without any irony, "I'll decide after I talk to them a couple of more times." You know, that's just not how people in California are going to decide who they're going to vote for.
That's why Warren has not only been spending a lot of time in recent weeks in those early states, she's been fundraising to ensure that she has enough money to advertise heavily there. And she's tapping surrogates to stump for her while she's back in Washington. People like Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who is popular among the progressives Warren is courting, as well as Warren's husband, Bruce Mann, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, who threw his support behind Warren when he ended his own presidential bid earlier this month. Here's Castro speaking at a Warren rally in New York last week, soon after he endorsed her.
"So many times when we would get out there and I'd be having a conversation with somebody and they'd be nodding their head in Des Moines or in Davenport or somewhere in Iowa or in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I thought I had them sold on my candidacy, they'd say, 'You know, I really, really like you. I love what you're talking about, but you know, my first choice is Elizabeth Warren.'"
Back in Washington, Warren won't have to stay mute when she's not in her juror chair, Elrod says.
"You know, there is political upside because all of these senators who get to participate in the impeachment trial, of course, they won't be asking questions, but they will have opportunities throughout the day and, of course, into the evening to get themselves on national television, to talk to reporters, to really play up the fact that they are defending American democracy as we know it."
In that way, the senator candidates will have a position that others don't, But, Bennett says, it's not the same as being on the stump, particularly for Warren.
Because somebody like Warren is good at doing these retail events, anything keeping her from doing them is harmful.
Until the trial begins, expect Warren to be out on the campaign trail meeting with voters while she still can. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins in Washington.